Derry went down fighting as their season came to an end in an extra time thriller at Castle Bar. They performed with pride and passion in this All-Ireland football qualifier, but ran out of steam in the closing stages as last year's beaten All-Ireland finalists finally got the better of them. Mayo were flattered by the 11 points winning margin, for this was an evening on which the Oak Leaf answered their critics following a disappointing Ulster Championship exit at the hands of Tyrone. Damien Barton's side looked set to win a tight contest in normal time until Conor Loftus came off the bench to smash home a crucial goal. True, Derry needed a stoppage time goal from Mark Lynch along with a string of fine saves from Ben McKinless to get to extra time, but they pushed the Connacht men all the way for 75 minutes. Derry legs were no longer able to carry the fight once Jason Doherty fired in a second Mayo goal, and for the remainder of extra time it was a canter for the Westerners. Once Derry got into their stride, they set about cancelling the early lead Mayo had established through Killian O'Connor and Andy Moran. Niall Loughlin got them moving with a couple of scores, and Enda Lynn provided the pass for Ryan Bell to shoot them two ahead. Mayo almost had a goal, but keeper McKinless pushed an Andy Moran effort onto a post and denied O'Connor from the rebound. The Ulster men lost midfielder Conor McAtamney to a black card just before the break, but thanks to a fourth score from Niall Loughlin, they turned around with a narrow 8-7 lead. Derry defended heroically throughout the second half, with keeper McKinless pulling off two more blinding saves. James Keatley just eased them two ahead when Mayo got the goal they so desperately needed, substitute Loftus smashing the ball to the net with just 2 minutes to play. But the Oak Leafers refused to surrender and pulled back the equalising goal through substitute Mark Lynch to tie it up at 1-12 each and send the tie to extra time. Mayo substitute Jason Doherty banged in a second Mayo goal, and then it was the turn of their goalkeeper David Clark to perform heroics with a penalty save from Keelt. Despite the loss of Patrick Durkin to a straight red card, they turned around with a 7 points advantage, 217 to 113, O'Connor having brought his tally to 10 points. And they pushed the gap out to 11 with points from O'Connor, who finished with 12, Doherty and Dermot O'Connor. Final score, Mayo 221, Derry 113.